AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There's good news about the economy. Fewer of us are applying for unemployment. Last week's number is lower than it's been in 15 years. We're spending more than at any time in the past 4 months, and we're making 2.6% more money. You know what this means.
We think there'll be a case to be made that it is the right time to slowly and very gradually begin to raise interest rates.
PNC Financial Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman saying that those of us who plan to buy houses or cars may well face higher interest rates beginning in September. What happened to Freddie Gray? The death of the 25-year-old black man in police custody in Baltimore set off protests there and around the country. The findings of a police investigation will be turned over to prosecutors by tomorrow. They will decide how to proceed. The mayor says some in Baltimore mistakenly believe that this means there will be some sort of verdict in the case tomorrow. She warns that that's not true.
His family understands very well that in order to get justice, not just to seek it, not just to have the optics of justice, but to be able to seek it, you have to protect the process.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake on CBS This Morning. Meanwhile, the police commissioner says a man in a police transport van, has described hearing Freddie Gray thrashing about as he was being taken to the police station. The commissioner says the man indicated he did not see anyone harm Gray, who suffered spinal injuries. Overseas in Nepal, they have recorded more than 70 aftershocks since Saturday's massive earthquake. About 5,500 people are known to have been killed there. This is AP Radio News. Now, Hillary Clinton's got a rival in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders is joining the Democratic race. Now in his second term, Sanders is an unabashed liberal who says his views come closest to representing the vast majority of working people. He has urged Clinton to speak out about climate change and income inequality.
This is a rigged economy which works for the rich and the powerful. And is not working for ordinary Americans.
In an interview with the AP, Sanders says his electoral track record shows he should not be underestimated, adding he's in the race to win and not just push Clinton to the left on issues. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
All right, here's a quiz for you. Which one of the most successful TV sitcoms of all time is headed to the internet? Here's the answer. Seinfeld is going to be on Hulu, which has nearly 9 million subscribers. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you struggle to feel close to God in the middle of your hectic, stressful days? When your mind is racing, prayer can feel like just another task instead of a place to rest. Discover a new way to connect with God in Prayer in Motion by Jennifer Tucker. This beautiful guide helps you weave prayer into your everyday routines through simple movements, grounding practices, and connection tools. Even in the middle of your busy life, God is near, inviting you to rest in His presence. Prayer in Motion is available now wherever books are sold.